Tone setting for the first day of school. Next week, our kids are back to school, and you're likely in the same boat. With so many checklists, from new clothes to haircuts, shoes to school supplies, these days can be overwhelming and exhausting. For Ever and me, these days also come with a little wistfulness, knowing that our oldest son is heading into his last year of high school. He's got a lot of perspective, so we asked him, if you could tell parents one thing about the first week of school, what would it be? What does faith have to do with the first day of school? Before we share his answer, allow us to set the scene. We had just picked him up from a 3-hour football practice in the rain, and he had thrown a mountain of sopping, wet football gear into the trunk. Let's just say that the interior of the minivan was pungent, so we opened all the windows to allow for a needed breeze. Parents are tone setters, our son Owen began, matter-of-factly, raising his voice over the noise of the traffic. He continued, I'd say that in the first week of school, parents have an opportunity to set a winning tone, a tone that includes faith. The cornerback, who is less than 2 weeks away from his first game, continued, when you head out onto the field, the first few plays are critical in setting the tone for the rest of the game. I guess it's like that with school. If you don't get out there to win as a family, then the weeks are going to pass by in a haze. And somewhere around Thanksgiving, you'll say, hey, what just happened? We had just pulled into the driveway, and with his question hanging in the air, he hopped out of the car, grabbed his fragrant pile of gear, and headed in for a much-needed laundry and shower. We can't top our son's game day pep talk, so we'll just offer a few practical ways parents can set a winning tone in the days ahead. First, get back to the rosary or evening prayer, bedtime prayer, and morning prayer if you're out of practice. In the lead up to day one, as we prepare for earlier bedtimes and mornings, we can do more than just lay out clothes and prep lunches. The family that prays together stays together, said Father Patrick Payton. If your family prayer times have slipped over the summer, begin setting the tone by getting back on track with some combination of the evening family rosary, tuck-in prayers, and morning prayer. For example, Dear God, I offer you this day, or Angel of God, my guardian dear, before heading out the door to school. Secondly, go to confession as a family. If it's been a while, consider putting confession on your family calendar before day one. What better way to tone set for the new academic year than by being renewed in the Lord's mercy, healing, and forgiveness? Third, mark the end of the summer and beginning of the school year with a family celebration of gratitude. As our son noted, it's easy for the seasons of our life to bleed together. Instead, consider a family cookout, excursion, or other fun time together as a way to shift gears and set the tone for your family's next chapter. As parents, set the tone at that celebration by sharing why you are thankful to God. Perhaps for a blessing your family experienced this summer, or for the new season that is beginning. When our son was dispensing his wisdom about his first day game plans, the key tone setter he had in mind was his coach. Nearly every day this summer, the football coach's directives, quotes, and moods have been relayed to us at the dinner table, always in a respectful tone. Lest we forget, parents are the original tone setters. The Catechism notes that we are our children's first evangelists, first catechists, and first teachers. Given this, we can do much better than sending our kids out into a haze. Yes, let's tone set. Let's call them into the huddle, focus them on the love and mission our Lord and Savior has for each of them, and send them out onto the field with the clarity and confidence that belongs to them as sons and daughters of the King.